It looks like spring break could be on the chopping block for Baltimore County school students in the 2017-2018 school year. WIPR's John Lee is on the line to tell us more. John, this news ties in with Governor Larry Hogan's executive order that schools start after Labor Day next year, right?
That's right, Nathan. The Baltimore County school system has a calendar committee, and its job is just what it sounds like, come up with the school calendar. The committee had already created a proposed calendar for 2017-2018 before Governor Hogan announced his executive order. That one had school starting before Labor Day, so it was back to the drawing board. On the day of Hogan's announcement on August 31st, I talked to school superintendent Dallas Dance, and he said then that the governor's requirement that schools open after Labor Day and close by June 15th could mess with school breaks.
School systems will have to look at the number of days within those breaks, which includes spring break, too.
And that is turning out to be the case. Baltimore County's calendar committee met this week, and committee chairman George Duke told me that they have two versions of an after Labor Day school calendar for 2017-2018, and you can pretty much waive most of spring break bye-bye. Currently, students get 6 school days off, add 2 weekends, and you have a 10-day break. But Duke says in the after Labor Day calendar, that becomes a 4-day weekend. Students would get Good Friday and Easter Monday off.
So those two calendars you just talked about, plus the original calendar with a pre-Labor Day start, what's the county school board going to be doing when it considers these?
Well, the board will get the proposed calendars next month and likely will take action on them in November. But here's the tricky part. The legislature may try to nullify Hogan's executive order. Senate President Mike Miller called it extraordinary and legally questionable. It's also possible Attorney General Brian Frosch will weigh in on its legality. So part of Baltimore County's thinking is that no matter what happens, it will have a school calendar ready to go for 2017-2018, and we'll have to wait and see what the school board decides to do. George Duke says the board could always send the calendars back to his committee for revisions.
Of course, Baltimore County is not alone in trying to figure out how to make the post-Labor Day start work.
Yeah, you can think of the county really as a microcosm for most of the state. Only one county opened after Labor Day this year, so school boards across Maryland have to put this puzzle together. Start school after Labor Day, end by June 15th, factor in things like breaks and professional development days, keep possible snow days in mind, and make sure that the students get the mandated 180 days of instruction.
When Governor Hogan issued the executive order, he did include a possible waiver for school systems so they could conceivably start before Labor Day. How would that work?
Well, if the school system is having a hard time making the 180-day requirement, it can ask for a waiver of that requirement, but it must have compelling justification. I checked with the Maryland State Department of Education. Of course, they've received no waiver requests yet. It's really way too early. They don't want to hear from the school systems on that until March, when the threat of snow is mostly gone. And remember, we're talking about the 2017-2018 school year. For his part, the governor has dismissed the concerns about school systems having a hard time making the after Labor Day start work. He says his executive order is good for families who can enjoy more time together at the end of the summer and good for Maryland's economy. Remember, he made his announcement last month on the boardwalk at Ocean City.
John Lee covers Baltimore County News for WIPR. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.